Welcome to the Beth Linder Moss podcast. My name is Harold Nickel. On this edition, Beth will introduce us to the concept of meditation. I know I'm very interested in this topic and how it relates to fitness. And so, Beth, how does meditation or meditating, how does that relate to physical fitness?
Well, it's not necessarily fitness, but it basically is part of your whole body of treating it being a balanced lifestyle. Mm-hmm. You know, we just need to make sure that we take care of every part of our body. So, you know, it's not necessarily related to fitness. So, but I'm an overall health and wellness person.
Right.
So the meditation part is taking care of our mind. And we all know that our mind races all the time, and it has so many things. We have so much on our mind all the time, whether we're worried about our family or our work or, you know, friends, everything. So our day-to-day things, we are so much on our plate. All of us have so much to do. So our mind is like always racing, and sometimes it's anxiety, sometimes it's stress. You know, it's all different things. So we have to take care of our mind. We need to do it so that we can relax. And once our mind is taken care of, a lot of other things in our body will also be relieved as well. Like, obviously, like stress, the stress and anxiety, which is what I'm talking about. So the meditation itself is going to help, obviously, reduce the stress and anxiety of our, like, day-to-day stuff. You know, meditation, a lot of people, you know, meditation doesn't mean that you have to be, like, lying on your back and, like, you know, like at the end of, like, a yoga class or something, like, some of the yoga classes are just full meditation. It doesn't have to be an hour. It doesn't have to be 45 minutes. It could only just be 1 minute of time. I've said it before, like, you could just do it in your car. Like, you get in your car right after work, and right before you, like, drive home or you walk in your door, maybe you just need that 1 minute to, like, decompress. So meditate for, like, 1 to 3 minutes. And when I say meditate, I think that's, like, really broad. Sometimes it's just breathing techniques. Sometimes meditation is just breathing techniques. Other times meditation is, like, guided meditation, where you can listen to somebody guiding you and you go to the beach, you know? So there's so many different forms of meditation, and it's so important to realize that you only need a minute a day to do it. And if you have extra time, great, do it more. Sometimes you just need a minute, and sometimes maybe before you're falling asleep, you listen to something that takes you a little bit longer, and then it helps to drift you off as well.
Right. And we'll come back to the time and so forth. But most of what I know about meditation is about monks who could sit still for hours, if not days, in meditating. But, you know, nobody has time to sit for days to do anything. And at some point, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom. So you had said you could only do it for a minute. But are we going to get the benefit of meditation in that time?
You definitely are. All the studies show, studies have shown that, you know, from 1 minute to 45 minutes, really, you know, sometimes you just need that 1 minute just to breathe, right? You just need to breathe, take it in, take it out, and that's all you need. Other times you might need a few more minutes, like I said, even going to sleep. So going to sleep is going to might take you a little bit longer, and you might listen to, like, a meditation guided that's, like, maybe 15 to even 45 minutes, and sometimes the music just kind of plays in the background. Because you're going to be able to, you know, when I talk about sleep, the meditation helps you fall asleep and stay asleep. The meditation itself, there's so many benefits to it. Like I have been saying, your stress decreases, your anxiety decreases, you get better sleep, blood pressure will decrease. You can do it anywhere. And, you know, it's just amazing. Like I said, you could do it in your car, you could do it in your bed, you could do it at work. There, you know, you could go and do it anywhere that you can just sit. Like, you don't have to lie down, you could just sit in a chair, you know. So the meditation itself, like, it does not have to be long, but there's so many benefits to it. you know, obviously with your mental and emotional health.
Right. And you had mentioned reducing stress and anxiety and a way to sort of clear your head before before bedtime. How many days a week do you do this?
You know what? I think most people should, you know, on days where it's super stressful, sometimes you just got to take that minute. I personally, I don't do it every single day, but I definitely do it, you know, a couple of days a week. I would say like 3 to 4 days a week. Sometimes if I'm just needing more, I could do it 7 days a week. It kind of depends on, you know, what's actually going on. But like I've even mentioned in the past that like if you are going to pick your kids up, say you're carpooling somewhere, and you pull in and you normally get there a couple of minutes early because you want to make sure you're there when they're getting out or something, then you could even meditate like in the car. So I would say there's days where if I was like waiting for my kids to come out, I would just, you know, throw on a meditation for like 1 to 3 minutes and it's just calming. So I suggest that you could do it anywhere from like 4 to 7 days a week, really. I would say I do it. I said 3 to 4, but I probably really do it like 4 and up, depending, you know.
Now, you talked a minute ago about breathing. Take us through what that is like and describe the type of breathing that you do to meditate.
Well, there's different breathing techniques that you could do. So there's all different ways of doing different breathing techniques. It's just taking deep breaths in and out. There's different types of yoga breathing that you can do. It's like one nostril, the other nostril. There's fast breathing, there's slow breathing. A lot of it, like, and they work different ways. So there's apps that will help guide you through it. Like I said, sometimes that 1 minute of breathing is just really relaxed, is very, very relaxing. But there are different types of it. So for me to tell you that, you know, a lot of times it's just, you could just like sit there and everyone says, breathe, just breathe, right? But everyone's like, I am breathing, or don't tell me to breathe. Oh my gosh. Like, oh my gosh, stop telling me that. But if you listen to like these guided apps, you know, like my favorite that I listen to is Headspace.
Okay.
Yes. And it has anywhere from 1 minute to like 45 minutes. And, you know, when you go on to like Headspace, you can see that there's like, it offers like so many different things. You can meditate, you can sleep, there's music on it. There's from beginners, and then there's all different collections that you could have here. There's stuff for kids on it. There, you know, it helps you. There's like stress and relaxation. There's when you wake up, a lot of people like to meditate when they wake up. That's not for me, but I like to do it during like parts of my day that like I find more stressful when I wake up. I personally don't need it. They have mindfulness at work. So like, you know, there's stuff to put you to sleep. There's if you're angry, if you're sad, there's all different things, especially, you know, that you can do. Like Headspace is like amazing because it gets you through so many different emotions that you might be having, and it helps you to get through it. There's a lot of other apps out there, but that just happens to be the one that that I find to be the most, for me, works the best.
Yeah, that's cool. And I guess the best way to get started is to try Headspace or another similar type.
Yeah, they have, you know what, they all have trials. Like, they all have, like, trials for, like, a week or so, and you can just try it. If you like it, then keep going. If that's not the app for you, try another app. Mm-hmm. Or if you want to keep it free, just keep trying all different apps, and you can get it for free.
That free is one of my favorite words, and so, yeah, I'm all about that. Now, do you ever get sleepy when you're doing this?
You know what? Well, that's the point. Some of it is sleepiness. So if I'm doing it to relax and like help myself go to sleep, then yes, of course. Other times I can tell you that I feel revived from it and I actually feel like I have more energy and that I can keep going. So there's different types that you could pick, and everyone thinks meditation is just like sitting in silence, but most of it is guided. It just, like I said, it could take you to like a really nice place. It could, you know, like I like to go to the beach, so I can maybe listen to it and go to the beach and stuff. Or other times it's just the breathing part. And sometimes after you do some of those breathing ones too, you just feel like like revived. There's some of the breathing techniques that give you energy, actually.
Okay.
And so you could do that and get energy from it. So, you know, it really depends what you're looking for at the time. So you might be able to, you might even do it like 3 times in one day, because maybe you need it to fall asleep at night, but when you wake up, maybe you need it for the energy. Or maybe middle of the day when you're in a slump, you need a little energy, you could use some of those breathing techniques that help get you out, like at work, you know, like that 3-4 o'clock hour where you're starting to get a little sleepy and, oh my God, I want this day to end. You know, I'm so tired right now, right?
Right.
That extra minute or 1 to 3 minutes. And, like, some of those breathing techniques can, like, give you a little, you know, a little boost.
Right. Oh, I think that's a good word. And, you know, you had said that some people would meditate right after they wake up. I'd just be asleep again if I tried that. I have a hard time getting up. So, lots to know about this. And, you know, like Beth said, the mental and emotional state of each of us has an important role to play in our productivity, interactions with others, and how to manage life's stressors. And also, like she said, just maybe taking a minute to just sit still and breathe. And it doesn't take, you know, mats or special clothing or anything like that. Like Beth said, you could even do it in your car, which is very convenient since so many of us have to drive every place. So do like what Beth suggested and go to your app store and look for the type of meditation app that best suits you. Give it a shot and go from there. Now, for those who may not know, Beth has a book. It's a bestseller. In fact, it's titled Think Healthy, Be Healthy, Simple Strategies to Gain Confidence Through Fitness, Nutrition, and a Well-Balanced Lifestyle. You can get it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, brick-and-mortar bookstores, any place. You can also get it from her website, which is same as her name, bethlinder-moss.com. If you enjoy the podcast, like and share it with somebody else you think might also enjoy it and get something out of it. No need to keep all of this excellent information to yourself. That's it for now. Thanks for listening, and come back next time for another edition of the Beth Linder Moss Podcast.